didn't really know much about anything. Still don't, really. But I came up here and I went to school in at Colby for a year and met a bunch of people, some of whom are in the audience tonight. I heard about this guy named Woody Guthrie. And I'm going to do a song that he used to sing a lot. Time cowboys and listen to my song. I will not make you weary, I'll not detain you long. Concerning some wild cowboys who did agree to go spend the summer pleasant on the hunt of the buffalo. Myself and Griffin in the spring of 83, when a well-known famous drover, he came walking up to me, said, "How do you do, young fellow? How'd you like to go spend the summer pleasant on the range of the buffalo?" Well, me being out of work right then, to the drover I did say, I might go with you on the hunt of the buffalo. Well, said, of course I'll pay good wages and transportation too. If you'll agree to work with me until the season's true. But if you do get homesick and try to run away, you're gonna starve to death out on that trail and also lose your pay. Flattering talking, he signed up quite a train. Some 10 or 12 in number, all able-bodied men. Well, our tribute was a pleasant one as we hit that westward road. Until we crossed old Boggy Creek in old New Mexico. It was here our pleasures ended and our troubles all begun. There was a lightning storm, it hit us and made all the cattle run. They got all full of stickers from the hack cactus that they grow. And the outlaws watched to pick us off from the hills of Mexico. Seasons ended and the drover would not pay. He said, "You drank up all your wages, boys, you're all in debt to me." But the cowboys never had heard if such a thing as that old bankrupt law. So we left that drover's bones to bleach on the trail of the buffalo. Hey, thank you. I'm going to do another newer tune for you. I read a book. Sheesh. If I could only speak, everything would be fine. I read a book called Mule Trader about this guy named Ray Lum. And it's his life story, pretty much in his own words, sort of a basic transcriptions of interviews or just hanging out with a guy. He grew up in Vicksburg, Mississippi. He traded horses and mules, basically an auctioneer, for most of his life, from 1915 to about 1970, and it's a pretty interesting story. Towards the end of it, he started speaking in rhymes, and I pretty much just sort of put a lot of that stuff in his song, so he's my co-writer.